The rest of the story. René Laennec studied under Napoleon's personal physician. René Laennec, he was the father of chest medicine. He revolutionized the art of internal diagnosis with his invention, a little something made out of beech wood, a hollow cylinder about a foot long, the first stethoscope. Because of this simple device and its subsequent benefit to mankind, the name René Laennec lives to this day in the annals of medicine. But history has forgotten the rest of the story. René Laennec, born in Brittany, 1781. When he was five, his mother died. The boy was sent to live with an uncle, a country priest. He spent the long years of the French Revolution with another uncle, and in 1795, when the smoke began to clear, he began to study medicine. At first, he was an assistant army surgeon. Later, he arrived in Paris to study under none other than Napoleon's personal physician. Laennec's scholastic success was exceptional, but there were many exceptional young medical students in that day. He had hoped for a hospital appointment. He did not receive it. For 12 years, he practiced privately. Edited the French medical journal. Still no appointment. At last, in 1816, the appointment came, Necker Hospital in Paris, and it was at Necker Hospital that Laennec invented and slowly perfected the stethoscope. The idea was born when the doctor saw a couple of children playing with a wooden beam. The first child was scratching one end of the beam with a pin. The second child was listening at the other end of the beam, and the sound of the pin scratching was being transmitted through the wood. To Laennec's mind, this meant much more than a child's game. Laennec first experimented with wooden cubes of various sizes and internal configurations. Eventually, he chose beech wood and a length of about 1 foot. This invention launched Laennec on an odyssey during which he would hear and analyze heretofore inaudible sounds in the human chest. Through the cylinder, the lungs and the heart spoke in an unknown language of thumps and wheezes and rattles and whistles. It would be Laennec's job to interpret this language, and interpret it he did. For the next 3 years, he gathered evidence. He recorded the various sounds heard in living patients and the type of disease seen after they had died. Soon, Laennec was able to correlate specific sounds to specific diseases, thereby hoping to treat illnesses earlier. So René Laennec became the father of chest medicine. His books and theses remain a staple in the literature of medical learning. Revolutionary information on heart disease and bronchitis, pneumonia, pleurisy, emphysema, tuberculosis poured through the little wooden tube and onto the pages of medical history. But if history has so well remembered Laennec's invention, it has all but forgotten his inspiration. For Laennec's burning interest in chest medicine came about after he had contracted a mysterious disease of the chest, a disease that would eventually and prematurely claim him. So necessity was the mother of the invention. In all probability, Laennec originally devised the stethoscope in an attempt to cure himself. But you see, the instrument that so benefited mankind could not benefit its own creator. Laennec alone could crack the code. He alone could read and interpret the elusive language of the chest. The wooden tube gave that language a voice, but the wooden tube was inflexible, so Laennec was never able to use it on himself. And now you know the rest of the story.